This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online. We're an online community of faith, and you can find us at churchonline.com. But we spell that uniquely, C-H-R-C-H, because we say all this missing is you. churchonline.com. Well, today is Good Friday. This is the day that Christians around the world remember as the day Jesus crucified on that cross, breathed his last. Now, of course, always there is a little bit of controversy. There's some question about what day it was, but that's not the important thing. The day isn't as important as the fact that today we are remembering the cross. And that is something that we should do. In fact, probably something we should be conscious of every single day. But I want to take us to just a couple of verses, because you have to know the details of the cross are very, very simple in the New Testament. It says things like, they took him away to crucify him. When they had crucified him, because people knew when you said those words in the first century, the writers of the Gospels, most people had a vision in their mind about how horrible, how horrifying that would have been. And to say the details really wasn't necessary. So this is what I want to read, is John chapter 19, verse 23 and 24, just two verses that takes us to the cross. And again, it begins those simple words. John 19, 23, then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, to each soldier a part, and also the tunic. Now the tunic was without seam, woven from top in one piece. They said therefore among themselves, let us not tear it, but cast lots for it. Whose shall it be? So that the scripture might be fulfilled, which says, they divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. Therefore the soldiers did these things. Pause there. Two short verses. The details of the cross, as simple as when they had crucified Jesus. That's all you really needed to say. We don't need to know the details of, you know, was the cross in, you know, like a small letter T or a capital letter T in our language. Those things aren't really necessary. What's important is the idea that Jesus was, in fact, crucified. Now, the one detail that John gives us is this idea about this seamless garment. And they didn't want to cut it, so they cast lots for it. That's to fulfill what was written in the scriptures, a very important part of the scriptures, and I'll give you where that comes from in a moment. But the idea that these soldiers, you think about this, they are doing something absolutely horrific, nailing a person to a wooden structure in order that they may die a slow and agonizing death. Can you imagine? That is your job, part of the job of a Roman executioner. And they took their jobs very seriously. But they also recognized that they got something from what they do, a little bit extra in their pay, if you would, because they would be able to take whatever the condemned person had on them, and it became theirs. It says they divided all four of the items of clothing, but then there was this undergarment that was without seam, so it was more valuable intact. So they cast lots. And it's important that John points out this is to fulfill the prophecy. It's really important that we understand that Jesus hanging on that cross, according to the scripture, as the Apostle Paul writes, every part of this event was all a part of the way it was supposed to happen. And if you start to study this story in scripture, you find this goes all the way back to Genesis. And the echoes and the ripple effects go all the way through to Revelation. The Old Testament was filled with these clues about how Jesus was going to die. The cross was always part of the plan. One of the ways that you can know that is from Psalm 22, which is where this quote comes from. Let me read you that. Psalm 22, 16 through 18. For dogs have surrounded me. The congregation of the wicked has enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. Pause there for a moment. You remember during this time period, during the Old Testament and the New Testament, they were referred to the dogs would have been these Roman soldiers, these non-Jews, these Gentiles who were torturing him, specifically by piercing his hands and his feet. There aren't a lot of ways that people are executed, even in the Roman times, that involve piercing the hands and the feet. That just wasn't a normal way. Normally, you would see people executed by beheading or something like that. You wouldn't normally see a piercing of the hands and the feet, except crucifixion. Verse 17, I count all my bones. They look and stare at me. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. That's where we get that quote from that John gives us. This was all a fulfillment of the prophecy. The thing that makes this even more amazing is those are the words of King David. Psalm 22 is attributed to King David, and puts some scholars will tell us somewhere around 1050 BC. So in other words, more than 1,000 years before Jesus was even born, the plan for the cross was a part of the plan and put in black and white 1,000 years before Jesus ever took his first breath. We have to be reminded of that, especially on this day. Now, I don't know if you'll go to a church service tonight or just take a moment to reflect and remember on the death of Jesus on the cross. We're going to be doing our church service tonight, and I'm going to talk about the prayers that Jesus prayed from the cross and this hours of agony that he spent on that stake of execution, and just for us always to be mindful that this was God's plan. As hard as it is for us to understand why Jesus would be given this particular way to die, 1,000 years before he took his first breath, the words were on the page. The words were already set. God already knew the cross was part of the plan. And it's odd for us to call this day Good Friday when we're remembering this horrible death that Jesus died. But of course, we have to remind ourselves that it's good because that day when Jesus breathes his last, that's the moment our sins were bought and paid for. When he said those words, "It is finished," it was more than just his life. It was more than just his mission. It was your sins and my sins and the sins of Christians throughout the ages. When he said it is finished, that's our sins on that cross bought and paid for. What an amazing thought. That's why this day is indeed Good Friday, because we are no longer in our sin if we trust and believe, if we have that faith in him. If we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, we will be saved. Our sins will be bought and paid for. And that may sound like it's just too simple, but those aren't my words. Those are the words from Scripture. And as we reflect on the cross today, remember, even the Apostle Paul said it, the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God unto salvation, for the Jew first, then for the Gentile. Remember that. It is good. Good Friday is good because Sunday is coming. That's what we have to reflect on this day.